Welcome to Parenting Matters Now, a source of parenting advice a few minutes at a time.
What comes to mind when you think of habit? This is Dr. Rogers Miller with Parenting Matters Now. We all have habits, and in fact, we want our children to have habits. But habits often has a negative connotation. You know, we think of people having bad habits, or they have a drug habit, so they have, you know, any number of things, and we usually use it in a negative. But think of it from the standpoint of the positive habits. What habits do you want your children to have? And it's always, they're going to develop a habit. So the question is, are you going to help them develop good habits? Are you going to haphazardly let them develop bad habits? So the thing that we do over and over and over is something we do, will eventually do habitually without thinking about it. It just becomes the way that we do it, whether we drop the socks by the bed or there's a place for them. You know, whether we put our clothes away or let somebody else do it. Whatever it is that you would like for your children to do, develop a plan for helping them to do it repeatedly and doing it the exact same way each time. In sports, we call that muscle memory. And we use that in a very positive way as far as sport. You know, you got to hold the ball a certain way or position yourself a certain way. Do it 1,000 times, and then you get to where you're not doing it. You're not having to think about it. In fact, the Japanese developed a saying that says 15,000 times, then begins understanding. It underscores the importance of repetition. And we as parents have the opportunity to help our children develop good habits. And so looking at whether it's a habit of doing their work, a habit of speaking kindly, a habit of thinking about other people, habits of generosity. You know, so there are ways that we do it. So what made me actually start thinking about this, I was coming out here to shoot this clip, and I saw a water hose draped across this deck out to a little pool. And I thought that should have been put away. That would be a good habit. It's there for a purpose in this situation, but quite often, we do things without thinking about it, and we call those habits. If there's something that's important, rather than complaining about it, oftentimes we resort to just complaining. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Well, they don't do it because you haven't trained them to do it effectively. You know, telling them once or twice isn't enough. It is doing it with them, explaining the value of it, doing it again and again and again. And I recall the time where I taught my oldest son to hang up his pant, and that every time he was to change clothes, I went with him to his room and stood with him in front of his closet. And we practiced how to hold the hanger, how to put the seams of the pants together, how to slide the hanger down the pant and fold them over without creasing them, and then put them on the rod. And so there are things that you can do. And do I have to today train him how to hang up his pants? No. In fact, that's why we did it before. We did the investment early on so that we wouldn't have to keep being aggravated by it. So if you're having aggravations, there's an opportunity. Find what habit it is you really need them to develop, and proactively, positively help them to develop it.
If you find the advice here helpful, I encourage you to get my book, Parenting with Influence, by visiting rogersmithmd.com. Subscribe to Parenting Matters Now for more advice, or go to rogersmithmd.com to search for more topics. See you next time.